I've told you countless times on Sounds Irish, my friends, how I spent 7 happy years working with the band in Ballina, County Mayo. Working with the band, I had the opportunity to travel, to visit places I would never have been to had I not been with this band. Well, I don't think so anyway. We travelled all over Ireland, naturally, and then we would tour the UK a couple of times a year, and then maybe once a year we'd go to the US. But wherever we went, we met Mayo people. So at the end of each gig, whether it was a dance or a concert or what have you, we always had to play and sing this song. I was the one that had to do the vocals on this one. So every time I hear it, it takes me back to those happy days in County Mayo. And I'm going to dedicate this to any Mayo person, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in. This song is just for you, and I hope it brings back happy memories.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Patsy Watcorn and Moonlight in Mayo. Along with Brendan O'Dowda and Daniel, I like to fit in, if I possibly can, a Johnny McAvoy track on our Sounds Irish programme each week. I'm a big fan of Johnny. I think he's a wonderful musician. I term him as a minstrel. If ever there was a minstrel, Johnny McAvoy. Sings lovely, plays guitar nicely, writes a lot of his own material, but he didn't write this one. This one is entitled Yet Another Farewell Song on the Shores of Ameri-Kay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away for the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of Ameri-Kay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm going on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of Ameri-Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of Ameri-Kay.
Johnny McAvoy and the Shores of Ameri-Kay. You'll find that in a lot of Irish emigrant songs, Ameri-Kay, simply because it rhymes with a lot of words. You don't get a lot of words that rhyme with America, so they just call it Ameri-Kay and it fits in. Poetic license, I think they call that. And now we come to that lovely female singer, Trudy Lawlor. Trudy has a lovely voice and she's made some wonderful albums. Now, this time she's singing a song that I've got to confess I don't know too much about. So we'll have a listen to it together as Trudy tells us all about Home to Donegal. Yes, that county comes up again. The most sung about county in Ireland. But it's worth it.
Are far behind the thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home.
No matter where I roam,
sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll be proud of their wandering song. This is my homeland, the place I was born.
We come to another experience of country and Irish. This is a country duo, no longer recording. They made some wonderful albums, oh, good few years ago. Logue and McCool. And the thing about it was both of them had disabilities. One was blind and the other was a wheelchair user, if my memory serves me correct. And it doesn't always, but I think I might be right in this case. They're telling us a story. It's entitled Love Me If You Get There. He's saying that his grandfather showed him a letter that his grandmother had written to him many years ago. If you listen to the story, you'll get the idea. I like the way they do this. Logan McCool and Love Me If You Get There.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you may not understand, but a long, long time ago, grandma's daddy didn't like me much, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said.
If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of the church, where me and Grandpa stopped to pray, I know I've never seen him cry in all my 15 continues. But as he said those words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
That's as good as country music as you'd hear anywhere in the world. Logan McCool and If You Get There Before I Do. Now, friends, do you mind if Joe has a wee bit of self-indulgence here? Well, maybe a large dose of self-indulgence. I love this girl singing, as regular listeners to Sounds Irish are aware. I speak, of course, of Anne-Marie O'Riordan, my favourite Irish female artist. Not only is she singing, but she's singing a song that I love so much. This tells the story of the girls in the town of Bantry. It's their lament. They're all weeping sadly because Johnny has gone off to the army. And they're asking all the questions. Who will shear the sheep and who will guide the plough now that Johnny's gone to fight the King of Spain?
Oh, who will plough the fields now? Or who will sow the corn? And who will mind the flock now and keep them neatly shorn? Those stack the team, the haggard, on track. It may remain since Johnny, lovely Johnny, went to fight the King of Spain. Oh, the girls from the barn oak in sorrow may retire, and the piper ran his bellows, go home and blow the fire. Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriots to fight the King of Spain. The boys will sorely miss him when money more comes round, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. And Pillars must invite them against their will and grain, since the gallant boy who gave them work, now he's the King of Spain. At wakes and hurling matches, your likes will never see, until you return again to us, a story of McCree. And won't you trot the bookings who show us are not so bright as those you'd meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss the Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain. Since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign lands of Spain.
There, friends, you heard a track that, well, it's a little longer than we usually have, but I thought it was too nice to fade. It was the 101 Strings Orchestra, plus a bagpipe, and their version of, well, we know it as Danny Boy, but on that label it was entitled The Londonderry Air. As I say so often on Sounds Irish, the beauty of doing a programme like this is that you can change the style, type and genre of the music, because all of the tracks that I play on Sounds Irish, well, to quote me, they're my kind of music. And this, I can realise, might not appeal to all Irish people, but appeals to me. It's a fantastic group. The High Kings, they are so talented. And they're singing a song entitled, Oh Maggie. Did we not have a Maggie earlier on in the programme? Or is it just coincidence that my mother's name was Margaret, and when my father wanted to wind her up a bit, he called her Maggie? And I have a sister Margaret as well. No, just coincidence. The High Kings. Listen to the story.
Oh Maggie, give me one more chance. I swear I'll make everything right. Oh Maggie, can I have this dance? Please stay. Hey, hey.
Maggie. Well, I promised you at the beginning of the programme that if we had time, we'd squeeze another Daniel track in. Here he is, telling us all about The Mist on the Moor.
In the heart of the glen, I go back once again to a spot that means heaven to me. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth, And it's there that I'd much rather be. I remember the day when I went far away, where the work, it was hard to endure. But I longed to be home, for I felt so alone, far away from the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me, back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me, back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. I can see people calling to me, back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist of
a little confession to make to you there. I've got quite a big Daniel collection, but I've never heard him sing that one. The Mist on the Moor from Daniel O'Donnell. Well, friends, that has been my kind of music for this week. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed it, no matter what radio station you're listening to the programme on. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'm afraid my voice has been overused this week with one thing and another, but it managed to last out to the end of the programme. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're all together again from all parts of the world, this is Joe Bollett saying, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.